That was the Freelance Whales doing Hannah off of their latest album. It's called Weather Vanes. Before that, we had Devojka with a track from their new album. And we started off with The Villains doing a track from 6 Volt Glow. That was their one and only album, and we heard Barbed Wire. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from listeners like you and Antioch University Midwest, offering a Saturday undergraduate degree completion program with many majors available. Information sessions will be held Wednesday, April 6th, and Saturday, April 9th, at the Midwest campus on Dayton Street in Yellow Springs. RSVP information is available online at midwest.antioch.edu. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and I am very, very happy to have our next guests in the studio with us. They are coming to us from Columbus, Ohio. They're called Honeymoon, and we're going to be chatting with them here in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to hear some live music from them, so I'm going to hand things over to Honeymoon.
The song is called Cucamonga Feeling Cure.
Your soul that keeps you from cold, and I'm sure you're not so sure. You know that you're in love anymore. Is a feeling damn it yourself.
talking to all the boys from the past that you're used to. You are just faking all your perfect morals, and you're dressing up in things that don't suit you.
Strange not to be talking to anybody, but I guess we're talking to you because you're hearing me say this. That's the only way it's perceived. This next song is called Xian Xian. Those last two are on EP we have for sale called Xylography. But this one is a little bit of a newer one, and we hope you enjoy it.
No more rhyme or reason to spend. It's becoming a trend. The Xian Xian. It's a fatal flow for the common dollar. Licking his paw when his wrist feels strong. Pretend, pretend, I'm just lay once again. Not the lack of passion in display leads me to descend. It's becoming a trend to pretend. When his wrist in the draw, it's an unspoken law. When we both are abroad, it's okay to resolve, lest you make a bad call.
That was Honeymoon live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to talk with them and hear some more live music here in just a few moments on Kaleidoscope.
The British band James inspired intense devotion from their fans during their 90s heyday. Well, the band is back with a new album and a live set combining the best of both worlds as they join us in conversation and performance right here on the Next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after Excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I am very happy to welcome into the studio Nick, Andy, and Jonathan. They are Honeymoon. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. Very happy to have you all here. Why don't we start out? Let's start at the beginning, as they say. Tell me the story of how this band got started playing together.
And Nick have been playing together for probably about 10 years or so. We had bands in high school, and I did a solo project for about 5 years, and Nick has been a big part of that. Andy is just awesome, and it's been a really good fit with us. That's a really hard chemistry to match, that long term of a, you know, musical relationship, but Andy has really stepped in and just been awesome. Him and I drummed in a band called And They Said No. He played drums, I played guitar, and then so I'd kind of wanted him to be part of the solo project for a while, but one day Nick was just like, hey man, you have a bunch of good just rock pop songs, not just, you know, weird folk stuff, why don't we do this? And called up Andy, and everybody was cool with it, and it's just worked. And that was like 3-4 months ago. Yeah. And things have been working really well.
And the week that Jonathan asked me to join the band, like 4 other bands asked me to join their bands, and I actually joined one of the folk bands, and after about a week, I was like, yeah, I'm probably going to have to quit with Honeymoon, and it was well worth it.
But. Well, I was going to say, for such a short span of time for the three of you together, there seems to be a lot of chemistry there. Musically, you guys just, there's a lot of energy in the room, I noticed, as you guys were playing together. Was that something that sort of clicked automatically, or was that something you had to sort of work on as you developed songs as a threesome?
Absolutely. I think as soon as we all got in the room, you know, we started going over songs, and it just felt like a perfect fit from the moment it started, you know. I would say.
Yeah, things couldn't have really worked more perfectly and rapidly. And although I think, no, that's too much of a pun. I was going to make some sort of honeymoon phase pun about the band, but it's better to suggest it later. And then it's funnier that way. Everybody laughs.
Plant the seed.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
And dude, he said something weird. It was witty, something.
Well, did your songwriting process change or evolve as you sort of shifted from, you know, more folk solo duo to more of a rock, indie, poppy, full band?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, the stuff I did before was 3 or 4 pieces and, you know, was leaning this way, but that was 5 years ago. And so I've kind of been thinking of, you know, the solo thing is kind of my college years and this is kind of like us actually going out into the field and really taking the things I learned worked and throwing out the things that didn't, and really doing something, because my last album Carnivore was very much for me, and it was cool if people liked it, but it was for me, whereas this I feel like is everybody's that hears it. And so having that you know, notion of a listener, of a, you know, another party being a part of this is just, it's really opened it up to, you know, making things relatable, making things so, you know, you want to hear it again, and not just even in a business sense, but in a, you know, a sharing sort of way. It's been really cool. And Nick and Andy have both been a huge help as far as, you know, the writing process, just like, you know, telling me, nah, that doesn't work, you know, so much. And then it's like, okay, well, you want to do stuff more like this way? Okay, cool, you know, and it just kind of jams and gels together, which is nice.
Do you think that that's something that whole idea of thinking beyond making music just for yourself and really taking the listener into consideration that comes with a certain amount of maturity, either musically or just in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just how you start out, what you want to do, what the original intent is, and like, because, you know, you can start out wanting that, wanting people to listen, and then you kind of, after years of not having that so much and becoming more introverted and more things happening. Yeah, I mean, it is a maturing process, and I think people go back and forth a lot. That's why some people are just like, you know, I don't get this record by such and such band, you know, their fourth album really, you know, it doesn't really grab me. But to some people, it does. And those are people that are more in tune with the listener instead of with the writer instead of the other way around. So I think it's not a maturity thing. It's just more of a cycle thing.
Makes sense. Definitely makes sense. As far as your sound, did you guys kind of know going in that you wanted, I hear a lot of, it's cool because as I was listening to you play Shan Shan, I was like, oh, this is great because it's really poppy, but there's also this really kind of dark side to it. Definitely.
Yeah.
almost a foreboding, if you will.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
That's pretty much exactly what we want.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. We wanted like a dark, sexy pop rock.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Is that something that you guys sort of decided that you wanted based on your influences, or is that something that as you were rehearsing the songs and writing the songs that you could hear the beginnings of and said, this is the direction we want to go in?
Definitely both.
Yeah,
I would say
both.
I mean,
yeah.
We all
have very mutual influences, you know, like we listen to a lot of the same music. Yeah. And it's all that, you know, this sort of genre, I guess. And
except for I started out playing just like straight up hardcore death metal, and then this is the next band I was in, but I love it so much. It's just like perfect to me. Everything is exactly what I've been looking for in a band. And
right, it feels like a relationship, and the songs are just happening out of it, which is nice.
Well, I think we're going to be back to talk more here in just a few moments with Honeymoon, and then we're going to hear some more live tracks after that. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
Dance. This is Derev Cool. Join me each and every Friday night for the Indestructible Beats, Transplanetary Sounds, Global Groove, and fabulous tunes found right here in your own backyard during Around the Fringe. You're the VIP at the best darn dance party anywhere. Friday nights, 8 to midnight on WYSO 91.3 FM.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromhold, and I'm joined here in the studio by the members of Honeymoon. Welcome back, guys.
Hello.
Hello again. So you guys have this EP, Xyloglyphy, which I'm always scared I'm going to pronounce wrong.
No, you did just fine.
Is that out and about in the world, or is that getting ready to be released?
Well, that's out and about. It's kind of for a few reasons. Songs and quality is kind of, we're just selling it at shows. You know, I have some songs on Bandcamp or whatever that I'm like in the middle of posting up and stuff like that. But I mean, we're working on another EP and then a full length, like a studio, like official full length soon. But no, I mean, we don't have anything in like stores or anything. So.
Okay. Okay, so people can check you out. Well, while we're on the subject of online, where can people find you online?
Really anything that says Honeymoon the Band, and that would be, you know, MySpace.com or Reverb Nation Facebook. We're really trying to push that right now because I think we're all on there a lot. We meaning the American public. we have HoneymoonTheBand.com and such like that. So, yeah.
And as far as your plans for the rest of the year, you mentioned another EP and a full length. Are you guys going to try to do any touring or?
Absolutely. I mean, we all, you know, we're all living life, and so things are what they are, and you know, jobs, and Andy's finishing school, and congratulations to Nick because him and his wife are having a child, and that's really cool. And mm-hmm. you know, me and my wife, you know, like we've been married for, you know, it's coming up on 2 years. So, I mean, it's, you know, everything is changing and, you know, at the same time, we're all learning stability. And, I think we've all tried to tour kind of haphazardly. So right now we're just doing weekends and, I'm actually really, really okay with that because we get fairly far and meet really good people. And if anything comes along where we can go, you know, further and go longer, we want to, but we're just trying to set ourselves up. So, you know, we're having fun and people hear us. So
makes sense. As far as finding that whole balance, I'm always curious, as you know, musicians in a band that's, you know, in a new band, you know, there's a lot of enthusiasm and excitement to get out there and move the band forward, but also being guys with, you know, lives and families and school and work and all that good stuff. Is it hard to strike that balance sometimes?
I mean, I think you grow into it when it's been a big part of your life, you know, from your formative years and, you know, from high school, and then you adapt and you grow and evolve into it. And sometimes it really, you know, it really rubs everything in your situation wrong. It's like, I shouldn't have done this tour. Like, we're in Kansas City and it's freezing and we have no money. And I mean, those are things that, you know, when you're, you know, when you are a teenager, that it's like, cool, like later on, this will be fine. And our parents can help us out. And like, when you're like 25 and it's like, cool, we'll be fine. And my parents can help me out. You know, it's just like, I don't know. That's not working so well. But, I think we've all struck a good balance, and I think we're going to keep, you know, whatever works.
You know? You know, we've all kind of been doing it for a long time, and it's, you know, not without the support of, you know, our families and,
exactly,
and friends and, you know, like finding good jobs that are, you know, that really try to work with you and around your schedule and things like that.
Well, guys, is there anything else that people ought to know about Honeymoon the Band before they go check you out on one of the many web utilities that you're available on?
I don't know. We like to play music and we like you to hear music. I hope you like to hear music. we'd like to hear what you think about this, broadcast. We're having fun, and that's, I mean, I pretty much got nothing. Like, we're a band and we're Honeymoon, and stick around.
I always like to check for final thoughts.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we're going to be back to hear some more live tunes from Honeymoon. That's coming up in just a moment here on Kaleidoscope.
Down Home Bluegrass, WISO's popular Saturday evening music show, is now on for 3 foot-tapping hours. Tune in from 6 to 9 every Saturday evening as local hosts bring you the music that takes you down home. That's WISO 91.3.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've been chatting with Honeymoon, their band out of Columbus, and now we're going to hear some more live tunes from them live here in the YSO studios. Here's Honeymoon.
Thank you. The song is called Pre.
What you do, and at some point it will all be clear to you. You can't live in the past. The body's not sleeping, it's just practicing for death. You can't let that time pass. So do what you do, and at some point it will all be. We'll be right back.
while we both lived in my head. That means you will still be there when I am dead. So do what you do, and at some point it will. You do, and at some point it will. I'll be dear to you.
Thank you, everybody. We are Honeymoon, and we're gonna do one last song. This song is called Armistice.
Got me singing and cussing on the and suddenly enough you saw me swinging the cuffs. Got me singing and cussing, oh no. And suddenly enough, you saw me swinging the cuffs. And Jeremy, Jeremy, are you looking alright? I think you're doing alright. And Jeremy, Jeremy. All right, all right. And so you played it all. I don't see. So you played it all. I don't see.
That was Honeymoon Live in the WYSO studios. Check them out. It's honeymoontheband.com. We've got links up on our Facebook page. And if you want to hear this set again, I think you will, we'll be able to stream it tomorrow at WYSO.org. We'll put the link up on our Facebook page as well. Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Broadcasting in HD, YSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. As we move into the second hour of the show, we're going to hear some music by the Jim Yoshi Pileup. This is off of their 2004, I believe, album, and this is called Jailhouse Rock. You're hearing it on YSO.